cord, and I am going to be out of here. If you're listening live, this is going to be a special edition of RP Grinders with Breakman and Eric RPG taking the reins for another stellar, scintillating edition of their look back at Mega Man and all things Mega Man. What are you guys covering this week?
We're covering Mighty No. 9 and Mega Man 11.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, have a good show. I will be back when you text me, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
All right, later, guys.
Hey, hello. It's Eric RPG and Breakman again with our ongoing Mega Man retrospective. And while this is the last of the games in the series, we're going to have one more special episode next week about the various adaptations Mega Man has gone through in terms of animation. But before we talk about Mega Man 11, I have to do my review of Mighty No. 9. And technically, this is the second time we're doing this because we failed to record last week. Yeah, we went an entire hour without noticing.
Yeah, and I'm not going to interrupt your Mighty No. 9 review this time because I just want to get through it. So I'll just go.
Yeah, anyways, Mighty No. 9 is a game that Keiji Inafune wanted to fund via Kickstarter to try his hand at doing a Mega Man game on his own without publisher support. And this game's Kickstarter has a storied history of delays and money mismanagement, and it ended up in an ultimately somewhat mediocre product. Although I think a lot of people, gamers in general, are pretty unforgiving because they refuse to see any of the positives in a game and concentrate solely on the negatives because hive mind jump on the bandwagon mentality seems to be the popular subscription among gamers. But I'm going to be highlighting both the good and the bad. I have a unbiased view because, I mean, I did back the game, but that doesn't mean I'm biased because I'm a reviewer and I'm going to look at a product and see what's wrong with it when I play it. The way I consume media nowadays is very different than when it was when I wasn't a reviewer, which is about 5 years. I've been doing this for a while. But this game is got a basic plot of where it essentially borrows the Mavericks like storyline from Mega Man X, where there's like a virus that has corrupted the minds of all these robots. And the guy who created all these robots was apparently supposed to have them all together in a coliseum, and they were supposed to fight to showcase their individual abilities, which would then I guess be used in like a variety of situations. Among them is Mighty No. 9, whose name is Beck. They all have names in there. They're not just like man, like the Mega Man series. Mighty No. 1's Pyrogen, whose level is kind of difficult because there are some areas in the game where these pillars will, smokestacks basically, will fall down and hit the foreground, and they'll pretty much kill you instantly if they hit you. And then you get to the boss fight, and he has a move where he'll grapple you, and then he'll explode, which will kill you instantly. So you basically have to bait him into jumping out of the way and then dashing at the last minute. Even though his weakness is probably Mighty No. 6 Aviator's weapon, you can beat him with just the Buster fine and then go on to the fight the other bosses. And the interesting thing about this game is when you beat a robot boss, you'll get their power, but like it's kind of annoying because it's not as fluid as it is in some of the later Mega Man games where you can switch between L and R. And sorry, my phone's going off. But where you can switch between the different weapons with the L and R buttons. But in this game, you hit the R1 button or whatever the button's assigned to, and it'll bring a drop-down list, which is not very intuitive. And it's something that actually got fixed later in or rather it's something that the developers from Mega Man 11 looked at and probably saw, hey, we could do this better. So let's do the, like, the right stick and the pause thing where you can select from a menu in the pause screen, or you can just do it on the fly. I guess the one nice feature of this, though, is like once you select a power, you can just hit X to turn it on and off at will. Basically, before you pick the level, like, if you've beaten a certain robot boss and you go to the next level and you see, like, the advice column, that robot boss you beat will, depending on if you beat the right one, will show up and then give you advice for the level. And that pretty much is a big hint as to which weapon to use on that boss. It's usually, like, if it's the one that's talking, you have to use that guy's weapon on the boss. But the nice thing about this game is, like, unlike the other Mega Man games where he just destroys these robots, he basically just cures them by collecting their corrupted data and then purifying it. So it's kind of like Mega Man powered up in a sense, where you just befriending these guys, and then they'll help you out through the level and then offer additional commentary. And it does give you a little bit of insight into their personalities, which is something that the Mega Man games never really did until, like, powered up. But, like, even Mega Man 11, I mean, it gives them shades of personality, but in this game, they go a little bit further by actually having them have banter between each other. That's something I would have liked to see in the Mega Man games, but oh well. But, anyways, after you beat all the mighty numbers and fix them up, you go through a couple other levels, and then the end of the game. But, oh yeah, and one thing I forgot to mention, but when you use their abilities, you basically take on, somewhat take on their appearance of the robot that you fought, which is, again, something that also showed up in Mega Man 11, which is neat. It's like, it's nice to see that they actually took a serious look at that game, and they probably observed what did and didn't work. And it's a much better game, honestly. But because, like, this game, its level design, I wouldn't say it's boring, but there are definitely certain areas which didn't work out so well. Like, in Cryosphere's level, you go in this watery section, like a couple of them, and it's, like, hard as hell to see. I mean, you'd have to mess with the settings, but the default settings are not good because you can't really see anything. And the animations are lazy. Like, in fact, Bex got a crouch dash ability, but the game but you can't get any signifiers to let you know that you're crouching because he doesn't have a crouch animation. And that also extends to the cutscenes where you don't see the character's mouth move when they talk. And the character models themselves only look like, they look like PS2 game character models, late PS2 era game models, but with bloom to make it look shinier. But the game's using Unreal Engine 3, which was already old at the time this game was been in development. But they should have really used 4, but I don't think 4 was quite available yet when they started. But, like, I think they should have waited a bit until it was ready and then used that engine. Or maybe they should have delayed it a bit more and, like, scrap what they had and start over. But, oh well. But, I could talk about, like, the other mismanagement issues of the Kickstarter. Like, the fact that KG was wanting to do a multimedia thing where he'd have a show to go along with this. Which, honestly, he should have just scrapped the game and just did the show. But, It was a different crowdfunding source thing that he was using for that one, but which apparently succeeded as well as the game. But considering how the game turned out, I think they might have quietly killed the show. But the final boss in this game is also pretty freaking lame because it is essentially an evil Pac-Man with Pac-Man sounds, basically. It's like, really? You did this game? But There's also some DLC where you play as this additional character called Ray, which her mode basically acts as like a time trial of sorts, because your health is constantly draining. Because like her old deal is that, like, I think she's supposed to be Mighty Number Zero, and she's supposed to be the robot that the creator William White, who created all the Mighty Numbers, it was probably his first attempt in creating a robot like Beck who had the ability to collect Zell. But I think he failed and then, like, sealed her away somewhere, but she just ended up waking up. But, like, her story is pointless, because by the time you get to the end of the game, you find out that, like, the Beck's attempt to cure her from her problem didn't take, and she's basically at square one again. So it was, like, pretty lame. So, like, they had a plot line that probably would have worked well for a sequel, but the sequel won't happen because the game is pretty weak. I give it a 6.5 because it's not that bad of a game, but like, because I could tell where, like, what they were trying to do in some areas, but the mismanagement and which led to the game looking subpar, and it didn't help when Devolver Digital, or no, Deep Silver, did the ad that everybody remembers on the internet now as the anime fan on a prom night, that one. But that was awful. But they gave the same panache that, like, the Saints Row games would, which is something you don't want for a game like this. That was just a shit cherry on a shit sundae. And,
Yeah, so let's get out of the shit and move on to the
I do want to say one thing. It's like people really shat on KJ Inafune for this game when, like, it was very unwarranted, because, like, it's almost as if they forgot everything else he did leading up to this. Because, like, he did the Dead Rising series, he did the Lost Planet series, and he also did ReCore. And all those were fairly good games. And even Soul Sacrifice and Soul Sacrifice Delta, which is a Monster Hunter's like clone for the Vita, which sadly never got ported to the PC, which, because I'm pretty sure lots of people would have played the game if it were on another platform.
Well, like the you know how the loudest voices are. It's not about what you've done, like what you've done for me. It's about what you've done for me lately. You know. Yeah. Like, if you haven't done anything,
gamers are entitled fucks that I hate with the passion of a thousand burning suns.
It's like everybody seems to have a short memory. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I completely forgot about all that other stuff because now he's making me mad.
I'm wondering if some people just trash on without even having a really big affinity for the Mega Man franchise as well.
I stayed all, even though
he also had his stinkers, too, within the Mega Man series itself.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'm glad I stayed out of all of that. Like, I was never really excited for the project. Like, oh, he's making his own Mega Man game. Okay.
I mean, I backed the $45 tier to get the soundtrack. And I got the PS4 and PS3 bundle. It was supposed to be a cross-buy thing. And the Vita was supposed to be included in that, but the Vita and 3DSs are in development limbo, and they probably won't ever come to fruition.
It's one of those games I'll probably play eventually, but I'm just not in a rush to play it.
Also, each version has some kind of technical issue, but the PC version is the most stable. But I actually bought the PC version post Kickstarter. Like, because I saw it on Humble Store for like $5, so I was like, why not? But I'd say it's worth $5. Some people would say it's not. Maybe if you're lucky, on the fall Steam sale, it'll be like $1. But onwards to Mega Man 11.
Yeah. The beautiful skies.
I talked enough.
Okay, so Mega Man 11 starts. They go right into the story, and if everybody's played Mega Man 11, knows it starts with "I strongly believe" at this point. But you know what I mean. So the story goes, Dr. Light and Dr. Wyler are in college.
Was he channeling King when he said that?
I don't know. I strongly believe Dr. Wiley's research must be stopped or something. I can't remember. But like, I strongly believe is usually by the time I've hit the start button. But anyways, in college, Dr. Wiley comes up with the gear technology, which is supposed to speed up or power up your robots, but it causes a drastic strain on the robot mechanics.
This is so, overclocking, but it's like souped up to like 100.
Yeah. And Dr. Light, because he considers robots, you know, human to be equal as human beings, he said that that research needs to be stopped. And, you know, because he's Dr. Light, everybody sided with him. I guess was he a doctor at that point? I don't think he was. It's just because he was calling him Albert, and you know, and he's and Thomas.
Dr. Light might have had his doctorate at that point, but I don't think Wiley does, because Wiley seems to be a bit younger than Light.
Yeah, because he just calls him Albert, and he has hair. It's funny seeing him with hair, but then again, he has hair in the.
He just has less of it.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say he has hair and Fully Charged because he's a little kid too. He gets the kibosh put on this gear system that Dr. Wiley's working on, and that's when his hatred for Light starts, and his rivalry goes from there. And this turns out it's a dream Dr. Wiley's remembering the past, and he's like, oh yeah, my gear system, so now I need some robots. And he goes to Dr. Light to taunt him, and he brings up the gear system. And at that time, Dr. Light happens to just be maintaining some other robots. I don't quite understand exactly what Dr. Light does as far as like creating robots, because each robot has their own different manufacturer.
I think he's like an engineer specialist, so he probably does like maintenance work on by contract.
Right, but I mean, like, what is he the one who?
He's mainly a researcher, though, so he's developing whenever he's not fixing other people's robots.
Right. Well, because of Dr. Wiley, he's fixing a lot of other people's robots. So Dr. Wiley comes, he steals the robots the Light was working on, takes off, and Mega Man shows up, and Light says, no, you can't fight him without the gear system, and somehow Light knows how to build the gear system, and he upgrades Mega Man. Well, he remembers it completely. Like, apparently he's remembered this whole time, and Dr. Wiley just completely forgot.
There's one question that's always bothered me about Dr. Wiley. It's like, you think they would strip his doctorate or, like, invalidate it so he's no longer a doctor anymore.
I don't know. He seemed like... I'm sure Dr. Light has a hand in that. Actually, because Dr. Light's and I'll just skip right to the end. Dr. Light, after you beat Wiley, he's trying to convince Wiley again to come join him, you know. So, but back to where we were. So, the eight new robots all have their own personalities, and they all have pretty awesome weapons too. And they each have their own gear. They only get one though, which I was not expecting. I thought they'd have both at some point. And I started out with Blockman because the first time I played it, because he was the demo. So at that point, I knew exactly what I was doing, and I knew I could take him. You know, even though he's probably not the first one you're supposed to go up against, because he is pretty tough. He's got his block dropper ability, which is what you get from him. He starts off with that. He's dropping more blocks than that. You get four blocks, but he gets a bunch of them like you do when you get use the power gear. And I should, you know, I didn't even talk about the gears. I've mentioned them in the story, but I should say now with these gears, you have two abilities. Mega Man can speed up time, or I'm sorry, he can slow down time by speeding himself up, or he can make himself powerful.
Well, he's not slowing time so much as he is so fast that basically everything else is slow.
Right, and which is what it appears as. And you're moving slow at that point, but there is an adapter you can get which speeds you up, which is – I love that one. But the speed gear, oh my god, the speed gear is the most amazing thing ever. I love the speed gear so much. So you do that, you get a little bit of time limit on them, so you don't get much. You can deactivate it yourself or let it run out. I deactivate it myself a lot, that way you get it back sooner. Same with power gear. The power gear gives you, if you were able to charge your shot up all the way, it'll give you a super blast, which is pretty awesome.
It also gives you kickback if you're in the air.
Yeah, but that does a lot of damage to enemies. But still, I still prefer speed gear. Speed gear lets you breeze through stages, mini bosses. Like, it's just, speed gear's too overpowered. I don't care. I love it. So, back to Block Man. He's dropping blocks on you until you beat him up a little bit. And then he goes to his power gear, which is a giant mech, a giant robot stone mech, which is kind of weird, which does a lot of damage if it hits you. And I've been playing on superhero mode.
It's funny that the superhero mode is basically like the latter day Zelda games hero mode. Mm-hmm. So if the enemies hit you harder and you can't heal.
I was gonna say the enemies hit you harder, and this guy two or three hits. I'm pretty sure full life three hits, you're done with his neck. It's pretty brutal. So you beat that up, he goes back into his regular robot form, and he starts lobbing bricks at you. And in this form, the weapon that's supposed to feed him almost becomes useless. What is that called? It's Blast Man's weapon.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. But it's a bomb that shoots across the stage, which can...
There's a slow version, which is the normal version, and then there's a powered version, which explodes upon contact.
Yeah, which is a giant bomb.
Yeah.
But you can, if you shoot multiple bombs, they can link together, too, and you can detonate them at any time, which I like.
Only other way to get it to work is to, like, shoot it over his head and aim it so that it can blow up, like, right behind him.
Yeah.
You could also, like, another thing you could do is, like, you could shoot a bomb, and then you could use Torchman's ability to, like, ignite it.
I never thought of that. That's kind of cool. No, at that point, I just switched to Mega Buster and just blast his ass. I mean, because your blast just goes right through all of his blocks like they're nothing.
But I never thought about using Impact Man's ability at that point, though. So maybe he can bust through those things.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to do now is just play, like, different enemies with different abilities and stuff like that. Since I'm done with superhero mode, I want to, like... Oh, I was looking at the challenges, and I don't know if I really want to do a lot of the challenges. But anyway, so you can hit whoever you fight. I beat Block Man. Block Man beats Acid Man. So you go. Well, actually, I should talk about their level.
Are you going to do Mr. Universe mode where you do go through the entire game without taking damage?
Well, fuck no. Jesus Christ. I watched a video of someone fighting the mech on superhero mode and did not get touched. Like, Block Man's mech mode. And I'm just sitting there like, how in the fuck? Oh my god! Like, it was so masterful. I was so jealous. There's no way I could do it. I watched him, and I know exactly how he did it. But there's no way I could physically get myself to do that.
It'd probably be more manageable to do a no death run than it would be to do a no damage run.
Yeah, I think you
have, or at least a no continue run.
Yeah, you do that on normal, I think. So after playing on superhero mode, like, I'm ready to switch back to, like, normal and stuff. Like, oh, man, some of the enemies are so brutal. So, Block Man stage, there are a lot of blocks all over the place. Sorry, hold on a second.
You can also use Blast Man's weapon to just destroy those block walls that show up. It's like, don't want to deal with the sliding maze? Just blow it up. But, I guess Brickman had to take care of something. Dead air. But I'll talk about it a little bit while Brickman's here. But one of the things I liked in this game was the fact that there are, like, more useful power-ups you can buy. In fact, some of them are too useful, and they make the game really easy.
Yeah, this game is very easy. If you play it without the power-ups, it's a Mega Man game. Like, it's Mega Man level hardness, kind of, except for the gears. I think the gears are too overpowered, but I don't care. They're too much fun to play with. I mean, I can't quite profess my love enough for the speed gear. So Blockman stage, you go through it and you fight. I guess those were enemies that were probably like the third Mega Man, second Mega Man, I think. So there are a lot of in each of these stages you'll find and throughout the game in music and in game and the characters you fight, there are a lot of like callbacks to old Mega Mans. Sniper Joe is a very prominent character. You fight a lot of Sniper Joes.
And some of them are in mechs, like in Mega Man 2.
Yep.
So like, I found that the Torchman's weapon just wrecks them.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, I usually just speak gear. Yeah, I use speak gear too much. I might have to play with other stuff. Stop using speak gear. So anyway,
yeah, like, go ahead.
I was going to say, what other characters do you have to fight in his level? Like the, I think there's some metas too. Which, if with the shields that they have, the new Mega Blast will knock them back. And then you can use like speed gear if you want and destroy them. Basically, you just hit speed gear and you just wail on them.
Oh, yeah. I completely in slow forgot naming all back. The mighty numbers from Mighty Number 9. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, I guess if you want to.
Yeah, let's see. Pyrogen, Cryosphere, Dynatron, Seismic, Battalion, Aviator, Brandish, and Countershade. Who's actually voiced by Steve Bloom.
They actually have some cool names.
Countershade's like a sniper.
They need to teach Mega Man X how to name characters.
So, yeah, I don't want a Bride Borski again. Please, no.
Yes, they need to. They are bad
but
at
back to characters. Back to 11.
So after Blockman stage, you can go whoever you want, but I'm just going to go to Acid Man because his weapon is strong against Acid Man.
Kind of like this original name of Brick Man, though.
I think that's his Japanese name still.
No, that was his tentative name before.
Oh, his name. Because I know one. Who was Rubber Man? Bounce Man's name is Rubber Man in Japan. I saw that.
And Impact's is Pile Man.
Pile Man. That's weird.
You know, for like Pile Bunker.
I can guarantee you. I know why they didn't go with Pile Man in America. So anyway. Back to Acid Man. His stage, I like the music in his stage. His is one of my more enjoyable stages. There are acid pulls throughout his stage, which aren't affected yet. There is a enemy that'll shoot, I guess, some sort of toxin into the acid, which will make it toxic to you and to other enemies. There's an achievement if you can get through the stage without those getting turned, any of them being turned. I do not have that achievement yet. I don't know. I don't have many of the secret achievements, actually. I was looking at them, and I'm like, Okay. Those are
before I played the game, I was kind of hoping that, like, Tundra Man's, like, ability could, like, freeze the acid.
Yeah, that would have been cool. No, not so much.
It got, like, toxic, maybe you could, like, do that to avoid it, but no, well.
Yeah, no such luck. No, you just got to stay out of the acid. That's the only way to avoid it. You can destroy the robots if you're really quick, and you can shoot the whatever that toxin they shoot is. You can shoot that, too. But you can get through his stage, and there's a point. And I saw, again, I love Twitter for pointing out stuff like this. They pointed out that there's a little scene, if you pay attention, in the background that Acid Man actually swims by real quick.
Yeah.
There are a lot of little touches like that throughout the stages, which are very beautifully drawn. They did it very well. They did a very good job with the levels themselves, making them very distinct. And like when you're playing on anybody's stage, you know where you're at immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no point in a stage where you're like confused. Oh yeah, that's right.
The parts in Acid Man's level where you're in the like solution. Kind of remind me of Burst Man's level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I forgot to mention the mini boss in Block Man stage. Which mini boss was that?
It was the one that like it was basically a bunch of beads that would split apart and try to crush you.
Oh yeah, you fight that one twice. So that one again. That's another speed. All the bosses, you just hit them with speed gear, and you can. Speed gear and rapid fire, and they're toast. I mean, really. That one's okay. He splits up, and you gotta avoid where it lands on the stage when all four pieces land.
I like the fire turkey in Torchman's level, where you can put this fire out with Thunder Man, and if you kill it before it gets its fire back, it'll give you a cold turkey achievement.
Yeah, I got that. That was pretty fun. So we're back to Acid Man stage. What's the mini boss on Acid Man stage?
Shit. It's this thing with a bunch of blades that like swims across the screen.
Oh, it's the underwater thing, and it shoots out a certain enemy. There are a few different types of this enemy, and
there's a weapon that like completely destroys it, but I forget which one it was.
Yeah, I forget too. I was actually using it against it just because. Blockman's.
Yeah.
Just crushes it.
It's a weakness for the boss.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the enemies you find out, I'm pretty sure the mini bosses are also weak to the same thing as the enemy. So you go through. So you finally get the Acid Man, and I read his story, and apparently he was actually a chemist before he was. And before he was turned into what he is, like he loves chemistry and stuff like that, and he's extremely intelligent. And well, now he's trying to kill you with acid, and his acid gives a shield around him, which blocks damage. You got to drop the shield before you can hurt him. This is one of the spots where you definitely want to use a power gear if you want to take him out real quick. Switch to power gear and block man's ability, because if you try and use it without the power gear, the blocks will knock his shield down, but it won't hurt him. If you use it with the power gear, the first block will knock his shield down, but another one of them will fall and hit him, do a lot of damage to him. Until he switches into his speed gear, which has him jumping into the acid below and swimming across the screen real quick, then jumping out and attacking you from the air. He's fast at that point, and Blockman's attack can be tricky to aim sometimes. Of course, there's also, I think, achievement if you beat him without using any of the abilities. I've not tried to beat Acid Man without Blockman's ability, honestly.
I did.
Oh, you got him?
I think so.
Nice, nice.
I went out of order. I did Acid Man thinking Acid Man's weapon would work against, Fuse Man's, and it didn't turn out that way.
Ooh, gotcha.
I just used a speed gear and it wrecked him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I couldn't really fight him during that went in the acid wave and basically jumped out of their phase. So I had to kind of wait till he stopped doing that.
Okay, that's probably my problems. Like I was at that point, like I don't let up. Like I'm still fighting him, and that's probably my problem. Okay, so. After you beat Acid Man, you move on to. I'll just move on to his weakness, which would be Impact Man. You go to his stage, and his stage reminds me a lot of Guts Man's stage. There's a lot of like the lifts, the platforms that move, and they're those miners, those pickaxe guys, fucking assholes.
Those pile bunker enemies that come out of nowhere. Kind of also remind me of the instant death lasers, only they're not instant death, thankfully.
Yeah. And those actually turn out to be part of the Impact Man, which I think is a really cool thing. But anyway, so those parts are attacking you and throughout the stage, and then the pickaxes, and there's probably more metas in this stage than any of those.
Also, Impact Man is basically Constructicon from Transformers.
Yeah, he... Once you get the mini boss in his stage is a little one of those fucking metas in construction pick, you know,
metals.
Yeah, the I'm just calling them. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're called metals in this game.
Metals, okay, not metas, okay, metals. So there, it's a I don't know what the hell that. Construction tools called like a crane pickaxe. So
I guess it's a shovel thing.
Yeah, so you fight that thing, and I usually use Blockman on that. Blockman's his disability is really great, but I think...
Oh, wait, those aren't the meat tools. Those are, like, the things from Mega Man 1, the guys that would throw those stuff at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The meat tool thing I'm thinking of is, like, in another level, the Fuse Man's level, I think.
Oh, okay. So anyway, after you feed that and go through a stage, you get to Impact Man, like I said, his parts are actually attacking you at certain points in the stage. He is formed by apparently three different parts that's different depending on who's in charge. Like any one of them can be in charge, but still Impact Man seems to have the same personality and same voice and everything, so it doesn't seem to matter. But he's very dramatic. Impact Man is very, very dramatic.
I don't think anybody will ever top Grenade Man, though.
That's true.
Hurt me!
That felt good! That's the best. So, and they all do have their own little, when they die, voices and stuff. And just, like you said before, I wish there was more banter. Like, Mega Man's so quiet, but he's not, like, a quiet character. Because when he's back in the cutscenes, he's talking, you know, like, hey, what's up? Stuff like that. But
That's like the main character in Dragon Ball FighterZ who's, like, occupying Goku's body.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any actually spoken lines of his own.
Oh, I hate that. They should have just done, like, an original story or something. Anyway. They should have, powered up like there were speech, like Mega Man said stuff. Why doesn't he say stuff in this? I don't understand. But anyway, that's just a minor nitpick because the gameplay is so fun. It is so good in this. So, back to Impact Man. He actually, when he powers up, he calls on, I guess, all of the pieces, those pile drivers that attack you throughout the level, come to form into a giant, like, drill, I guess. Which is... I have trouble with that part. I just avoid it.
You basically have to avoid getting, one, stomped on, and two, being on the ground when he does it. Because then you'll, like, much like Hardman, you'll be stuck there.
Yeah. And his weakness is Acid Man's. Now, Acid Man's tricky because you have to hit the button twice to get it to attack. Because the first shot gives you the shield. And I say that's tricky because Impact Man likes to charge across screen a lot. So you have to do this when he is, like, after he's charged. You can't rush right into the battle doing that. And if he hits you at any point, he knocks your shield down, which sucks so much.
Yeah, which is weird because it's acid, so it's not like it should be destroyed that easily.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like, he's disrupting the field that keeps it together or something. I don't know.
I just, it's really annoying. That one's one of the boss weaknesses that's like, no, I think you kind of screwed up there. Although I haven't tried any other abilities on him, so I don't know how well they work.
It does wreck him, but like, there's little opportunities to use it since he's moving around so much. Now, despite the fact that it has an arc.
Yeah. So,
it's weird, those, like, his shots are feet, like, his shields are feeding his shots, so it's like, the more you shoot, the less shield you have.
Yeah, I know. It sucks,
but,
too.
And if you fully charge a shield, its acidity gets stronger, and it protects you better, basically. And it gets bigger, so it covers a wider area, and it destroys more things.
Yeah, but again, he knocks that right off, too. It's like, God damn it, son of a bitch. So once you beat Impact Man, his ability gives you the pile driver, which is basically it's a charging attack. It gets more powerful with the power gear. It gives you a longer distance and does more damage.
Have a drawback of not if you hit a wall with it, it'll knock you back.
Yeah.
So if you're on like a platform, be careful.
Yeah, but it is pretty strong, though. It works good against a lot of enemies. It just plows right through them for the most part. But like you said, if you're on a platform, be careful because you can fall into a pit really easy, isn't it? hit a wall and whoopsie. So anyway, you get his ability and you go to Bounce Man stage. Another one of my favorites. I like this. His stage kind of reminds me of Clown Man in a weird way, even though it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that kind of that fun vibe to it, I guess. You know what I mean? Where they're kind of taking this more lighthearted a bit, even though that you're still fighting enemies that are trying to kill you. Enemies like that. There's an enemy that's holding balloons.
It almost makes me think it's like, this is what Clown Man stage should have been, maybe. Although it kind of reminds me of Spring Man stage too.
Yeah, there's a lot of that because there are little balls everywhere throughout the entire stage that make you bounce, and so you have to be careful or you bounce into.
There's also steel balloons you have to watch out for.
Yeah, and holes and stuff like that. And there's those hands.
And there's the blow up frog balloon.
Oh, I hate that motherfucker! God damn him! Yeah,
the Torchman's weapon wrecks him too.
That's good.
I think maybe even Brickman's weapon works even better.
You have to fight him. He's one of the enemies you have to fight twice. The first time you fight him on steady ground, he's really easy. The second time you fight him on bouncing level, and it's just
You have to actually jump in that one because there's bouncy balls, and he goes up into the air, so you can't slide over anymore because you're bouncing everywhere.
Yep. And it makes it really hard to pin him down. Like what I do is when you knock the frog out, there's a guy inside of it who starts pumping it up. What I do when you're on flat ground is hit speed gear and just annihilate him. You can't really do that when you're bouncing. It's really hard. I mean, I guess you could if you have really great timing and aim, but I just don't. So I got to use other means to get him. Like you said, you have to jump over him. You can't slide. So the Bounce Man stage is a lot of bouncing balls and stuff like that.
You can escape getting captured by its tongue by hitting the buttons really quick, and then that stuns him for a bit.
Yeah, that's true too. So you go through that, you beat him, and a second time you go through more bouncing levels until you get the Bounce Man, who is cheery and big and bouncy.
He looks like a brother to Astro Man, though, because his eyes look like Astro Man's and Galaxy Man's.
I guess kind of, yeah. He's really big.
His arms are made out of rubber bands.
Yeah, and he's really easy. He's really easy, too. But for fun, you know, use Pile Driver on him because it splits him into little pieces to start bouncing all over the stage. Just it's kind of fun to do that and keep nailing him with Pile Driver. When he gets angry, he switches to his speed gear, which makes him just bounce faster around the stage.
Mm-hmm.
He's really easy to avoid because he's so big. You know what I mean?
And you just use Impact Man's weapon and it'll go to town on him.
Yeah. I mean, you can easily beat him with Mega Buster, too. Mm-hmm. He's not a hard fight at all. But he's still a lot of fun, like his stage and... He has a happy personality, like kind of like Cloud Man, or like Cloud Man, like Clown Man. It seems like he's one of those guys that just wanted to play and have fun before Dr. Wily turned him into an evil fighting robot.
Mm.
So you go through him, you beat him, and get you one of the coolest abilities. I fucking love this one. Bounce Man's ability allows you to aim three bouncing balls that... Obviously, they fire and they bounce off of stuff and they do a lot of damage to it, a lot of things. If you switch to power gear, it sends six of them bouncing all over the goddamn stage and it's amazing.
Hmm.
His ability may be the most fun to play with. Just all those little bouncing balls. And you were right that. I'll talk about it when we get to him. So you beat Bounce Man and you get his bouncy balls and you get rubber. Now, what's rubber work on? Here's one.
Fuse Man's,
right. Here's one of the ones where they actually got right. The next one they got confusingly wrong. So anyway, you get go up against Fuse Man stage, and his is one of the cool stages too. I like his stage. There's a lot of electrical enemies you'll fight throughout the stage, and There are lasers. They don't kill you automatically, but they're like a laser grid that's activated by a this kind of weird enemy you can't destroy. Mm-hmm. But with Bounce Man's ability, you can destroy the laser grid. Which is like, thank God. Because, you don't need to destroy it. You can time it properly and you can jump through it and stuff like that. But if you get impatient, Rubber Man, Bounce Man's ability, the, just called Bouncing Ball?
I think so.
Okay. So, go through his stage until you get to the, and there's a lot of, unlike most of the stages we've talked about before, there's more patience in this stage. Because you're going to have to go through, there are spots where you'll have to wait because of lasers that you can't stop,
mm-hmm.
and go through those grids. Then you get to the mini boss, which is like this, kind of looks like a robot wearing dreads after you defeat him.
It kind of looks like a Meetle with dreads and shades.
Yeah. He attacks you with electrical pattern. You can easily beat him again with speed gear. I mean, it's just, it's easy. So you get through him. He's one you only fight once. I think the only two you fight twice are that spinning top thing and the frog. So you get through that, and you finally get to which stage were we on again?
We're on Fuse Man's.
Fuse Man, right? My bad. I'm sorry, I got distracted. So Fuse Man comes out.
Which you just shoot balls everywhere, and he's dead.
Yeah, he shoots electrical blasts, and he'll electrical shoot himself around the rooms like Electro from Spider-Man, basically. But you just shoot the bouncing balls. You don't have to do anything, even with the speed gear. He'll start doing it faster, but he's dead before he even realizes what's going on with the, especially if you use power gear and bouncing ball, and devastates him. Then you get Fuse Man's ability, which gives you an electrical shot, which you can shoot up or down, and splits into two balls that go over the ceiling or floor, depending on where you shoot it. And if you're in the air when you shoot it, it gives you like a little pause. And I saw Twitter. I saw somebody using that little pause that jump over gaps and stuff like that, and do some platforming trickery. And I'm like, oh, that's really neat. That looks way too hard for me to do, though. I mean, it's probably easy.
That's almost like the hat throw jump mechanic and jump dive mechanic in Super Mario Odyssey. Where you could just almost jump indefinitely as long as you throw your hat at the right time and dive at the right time. Because the idea is, like, you throw your hat and you could dive to the hat. And that gives you extra distance, but, like, you can jump on the hat after that and then be able to do it again, pretty much.
Okay, so, like you said, we beat him with the bouncy balls, and then you get his ability that, once you use the power gear, basically it just makes it stronger. It's the same thing. It doesn't change it. It turns into larger electrical balls. Sorry. Excuse me. I meant to hit mute. I was going for it. I didn't get to it in time. Sorry. it's embarrassing. So Fuse Man's ability, as I said before, it makes sense. You get Bounce Man, you get rubber balls, and you can beat electricity. Now you get electricity, and for some reason, it beats Tundra Man.
Yeah, Tundra Man's ice level, and you can buy a power up that reduces the amount of slip that you can get when you're on the ice.
Yeah, that's really handy because there is a lot of skidding in this.
But electricity on ice, I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make
the
much
only
sense,
thing no. I could think of is that he's not made out of ice himself, and you're. And the metal spikes that are on his feet, which he uses to roller skate or ice skate, might be like a conductor.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's his ice skates are the blame. Yeah, I'm blaming his ice skates. We're going with that. So his level reminds me, musically, it reminds me a lot of like the old stages, like the old ice robot stages.
It's pretty much techno rave ice stage music.
Yeah, and like the level itself, like they're disappearing blocks, like you're fighting Iceman again, you know. There's also a part of it where you're getting blown through. Well, actually, there's several parts where you're getting blown by wind, And
reminds me of Tornado Man's level, only it's less annoying here.
Yeah, this is a lot more manageable. Although there are snowflake robots that are falling, which are really cool. Like, oh, well, it's a little snowflake. Oh, isn't it cute? Ow, it hurt me, son of a bitch.
It's also a good place to grind until you get to Wily's level, where the enemies just keep falling on this conveyor belt, and just all the power-ups get sent to you.
Oh, yeah. That one is pretty awesome.
It's like, do you want gears? Or screws? Go there. Yep.
Just sit there and wait. Just keep shooting them, and there's a ton of them. There's like four or five, like, just spots where those little spinny things are spawning. I forget what they're called. So, go through his stage until you get to the mini boss, which is... mini boss is this one?
We got Torchman now.
No, we're still on Tundra Man.
Yeah, Tundra Man's level.
Well, on Tundra Man's level, what's the mini boss?
It's the it's a robot.
Oh right, it's that.
It's the mastodon that isn't the thing that you shoot, but it's there.
Yeah, like it's attacking you, but there's a robot platform underneath it too. Yeah, he drops ice spikes from the ceiling, and he blows wind, and he'll charge at you. You can jump over.
Slide under it.
Yeah, first you have to jump, and then you have to slide.
Yeah. Jump, slide. Yeah,
right. And then you can only hurt him when his eyes are open, so there's that too. Once you beat him and finally get to the Tundra Man, he is really into ice skating. Like, apparently, reading his backstory, he saw it on television. And he has since modified himself in a way that he looks more like a figure skater, and that's his passion, is figure skating. And he is really, really into it. So he's technically, I think he's the guy you're supposed to beat first.
Yeah, because then you can go to Torchman's after that, and then Blastman, and then Blockman, and all the rest.
So Tundra Man, he does a lot of spinning and jumping across the screen, and he'll get a speed gear, and he'll just do it faster. Mm-hmm. But if you have, like I said, the weird, I guess, shocking his blades on the bottom. It's the only thing I can think of that makes any sense. Shocking his ice skates with Fuse Man's ability, the Scatter Thunder. Is that what?
I think so.
Okay, so, and you hit him with that. If you use Power Gear, just a few hits. Like, he's really... he takes a lot of damage easy. Finish him off and go to Torchman stage. Torchman stage is it's kind of a park, I guess.
Kind of reminds me of parts of Quickman's level where there's no where if you shoot out the lantern, there's no lights, and then also like parts of Plantman's level.
Yeah. And there's TPs that you shoot, and they have enemies.
And Burner Man's level, too, because there's an instant death fire that chases you to parts.
Yeah, now the good news about that is you can get it with... you can breeze through with speed gear, or you can also use...
in one particular area, but it's still doable.
Yeah, use the Tundra Man's ability to freeze it, which gives you, like, this tornado... I didn't even talk about the ability, I'm sorry. It gives you...
It also pushes it back a bit.
Yeah, you get an ice tornado, which covers just a little bit to the sides of Mega Man, but it goes from the complete top and bottom of the screen. If you use the Power Gear, it does the entire screen.
And it kills anything that isn't shielded, pretty much.
Yeah. It's a devastating attack. It takes up a lot of energy to use, though, so you'll probably want to use weapon energy if you want to keep using it. But they just pass that shit out like candy, basically. Mm-hmm. You can get that at the store or whatever. Or the later drops throughout the level, which isn't really interesting about some of the drops, like the one-ups, the energy tanks, the weapon tanks. Once you collect them, they're gone for just permanently. They never come back.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you want more, you have to buy them.
Yeah. So Torchman...
At least the enemies in this game aren't dropping E-tanks like they were in 5 and 6.
Yeah. Torchman has a mini boss, which is most me and Eric find hilarious. This burning turkey, basically, the thing is on fire and running. It's jumping across the stage.
There better be DLC where it looks like a cooked turkey, but you beat it.
That'd be awesome. You can put out its fire, and there's that little torch owl show up and can light it back on fire. As you said before, there's an achievement if you can beat it before it gets to that point. You fry the turkey, which is just such a funny enemy. And again, you have to get through the stupid flame parts of the level, instant death again. There are spots like that in Blockman stage, but they're really short spots where something's following you. Or, well, it's not really following you. You're being pulled towards it.
And you could just bypass it by, like, using the charged up shot of Blastman's ability, and then it'll just destroy that stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, shit. If you don't do it that way, there are little blocks that you have to shoot, and you can have to jump through these giant block
platforms. Or jump, slide.
Yeah, to get through it, and you have to do it as quick as possible, or you'll keep repeating it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, eventually you'll die if you just keep failing at it, but whatever. So, you get the Torchman. Yeah, back to Torchman stage. Torchman himself is, he's the oddball character, I think. He is really obsessed with his own homemade martial art, torch jitsu.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that his dive kick attack is the red hot kick from the Beautiful Joe series, which Capcom also owns the rights to.
Right. He's pretty devastating too. His attacks are tough. So, he takes a lot of damage from the from Tundra Man's weapon though. It's a really easy way to beat him. But if you don't, he is a tough character and stupid. Because Jesus Christ, Torch Jitsu! You made your own martial art, you motherfucker! Goddamn. So you get his ability, and it takes you to one of my favorite stages. Blast Man stage. Well, shit, forgot to talk about the weapon again. It's a Torchman's weapon gives you a flame that kind of shoots out at a diagonal angle upwards and then downwards. Mm-hmm. And it, with the power gear, it turns into a ball that shoots like three different flames, I think, like larger flames.
One flame, and then if you do charge shot it, I think it is three flames.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, his attack, I know it sounds weird the way I'm describing it, but it is a good attack. I don't think there's really a weak ability in these, which is great, because there have been Mega Man games where their attacks are like, why?
Like, this attacks, I think, that have the least utility are probably Fuse Man's weapon and Acid Man's weapon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the weakest to me would probably be Acid Man's, but even still, it's a strong weapon. So once you have Torch Man, you go to Blast Man stage, and apparently, I think Blast Man was the star of a television show or something like that. To that effect, I forget what it was. Like, I forgot. I should have read it again.
He was Super Dave. No.
But he's really into pyrotechnics, and he's some sort of entertainer, and he was in the process of building like his biggest or next big thing when he was kidnapped by Wily and reprogrammed and everything. So his stage, there are a lot of things that explode. There are little robot ninja guys who once you hit them, they blow up. If you don't hit them, they jump kick you. With their little tiny jump kicks. They're the guys that look like the pickaxe guys, but instead of having a pickaxe, they have this flame pack on their back.
Mm-hmm. And then when you destroy them, the flame pack just hurls itself at you.
Yeah.
You basically have to bait it.
Yeah. And like as I said, there's a lot of blowing up in the stage, and like the little guys themselves, they blow up, and there are points in the stage where you shoot them into boxes that are blocking your path, and they'll blow that stuff up for you, so you get on through. And as you talked about before, there's this one spot where there are just a bunch of enemies that keep coming at you, and there's the little drop guy.
I'm talking about the Wily level, not his level.
Oh, okay. Well, but in his level, there's Maybe that is the Wily level I'm thinking of.
Mm.
No, you're right. I think it is the Wily level. Never mind. That's not in this one. It is in Wily's level. The little guy got me confused because he is the catalyst, but it is in Wily's second level. So, anyway, you get through his stage, Blast Man stage, and as far as unique enemies, I mean, there's also this one little guy who drills flame into the ground.
Yeah, that was in in Pac-Man's level.
Oh, that was in Pac-Man?
Shit. Yeah, he drills a pile bunker into the ground, which is like still hot, so if you hit it, it hurts you.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna go ahead and move on. Blastman stage has a pretty amusing mini boss to me. It is those little ninja exploding mini robots riding two amusement park rides,
roller coasters.
Yeah, they're shaped in shuttles, and
the best way to deal with them is Tundra Man's weapon.
Yeah, speed gear too. Yeah, just kidding. It's going around the state, around the room, and both of them are. You can destroy them independently. You can shoot the little robots into them. As you said, Tundra Man's weapon destroys them. I use speed gear on everything because I'm a speed gear holic. I'm addicted to speed gear.
Flash. It's the Flash Man. You got a Flash on the brain.
It's better than Flash Man's. Like, you can attack when you're still going on. Like, Flash Man's weapon was annoying to me. Because when you fight Quick Man, all it does is half his energy. You still have to fight him afterwards. So anyway, we're back to the Blast Man stage. You beat that mini boss, and you finally get the Blast Man, who is really into explosions. Explosions are art.
Don't ever pair him up with Grenade Man.
I just like I
or
just,
Bomb the, Man.
Oh my God, those. Him and Grenade Man would be the BFFs of a lifetime, man. They'd be blowing stuff up randomly, just, oh, yeah, dude. No, man, look, watch me do it now. Oh,
The weird thing about Blast Man's design is he suspiciously looks kind of like a character from the canceled Mega Man Legends 3. Or at least his hairdo does. He also kind of looks like another character I can't quite put my finger on. Hmm.
Yeah, I do have that deja vu feeling to him. But that's with a lot of this game. There are spots in this game where it's like, oh, that. I'm like, yeah, that I totally feel that. That's the original Mega Man right there. Anyway, so Blast Man, he shoots his bombs, and he shoots a bunch of them at you.
Mm-hmm. But you could destroy them all with Torchman's weapon.
Yeah, Torchman just annihilates all that stuff. He uses the power gear. He's one of the few. Most of them use speed gear, and he'll launch the giant bombs at you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Torchman just blows up all of his bombs, and it gets to him really easy. It burns his asshole, and you move on, and you're happy. And with that, you finally move on to Dr. Wily, who for once isn't pretending to be anybody else. He's not kidnapped anybody. Well, I guess he technically kidnapped.
Which might explain why there's only 2.5 Wily levels, because the last two levels are mainly just boss fights.
Yeah.
Like the boss rush and then the Wily fight.
Right. The first level, but the first two levels are really long levels, which is kind of entertaining. Mm. But they are harder, of course, because they're the Wily levels, and some of them kind of put you into the spots where they want you to use different power-ups and such like that. And I forgot to mention, after you beat your fourth robot, you start the game with the Rush Coil. Mm-hmm. After you beat the fourth robot, you get the Rush Jet.
They do share an energy meter, though.
I never use Rush Jet, do you?
In certain instances. Like, I use them just to bypass the disappearing block parts, usually.
I guess I could do that, but I think I used Rush Jet once just to see what it was like, and then I was like, I don't really need this.
I always will hate how they completely gimped Rush Jet, where you can't control it freely.
Yeah. So, anyway, you get to the first Wily boss, and lo and behold, it's goddamn Yellow Devil.
And he's got the speed gear.
I hate him so much.
You can use the speed gear too, though.
Yes. You and on normal or casual or anything like that, you can kick his ass easily with the speed gear. On superhero mode, he does a lot of fucking damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of harder to do that. Like, it still took me a lot of energy tanks to get through him because he does a lot of fucking damage.
His window of opportunity for hurting him is really short, too.
Yeah.
You either have to use the speed gear or get the timing down exactly.
Yeah. So, obviously, everybody knows the Yellow Devil. Like, he splits into little pieces and goes across the stage. Now, when he gets a speed gear, he
kind of acts like he did in the Power Fighters game. He does have the little... He turns into little pieces of himself.
Okay, I don't remember that. But, yeah, basically little versions of himself. I mean, there's like 12 of them, and they're split into groups of three or four. And they just keep coming in different waves. The last one of them is the eye. You can shoot...
It's hard to hit him at that point, which is why you'd want to use a power-up Blast Man shot, because... Yeah. It has a wide radius and it sticks around for a couple seconds, so it's likely to hit him at some point.
Yeah, and I think that's really the only real time to use it, because your window for attacking him is really short when he opens his eye.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I say Mega Blast, but when he's in his other form, yeah, I use the bomb. And you finally beat him, and he's an asshole, and he fucking sucks, and I goddamn know I'm going to have to fight him again sometime, because for some reason, Japan has, when they think of Mega Man, they think of him. I don't know why. Stop, please, it's mean, it's cruel. He's evil. So, second
like,
stage.
I would have taken the dragon again.
Yeah, goddamn, not, no, not him, no! I was not happy when I first saw him.
It's like Mega Man X5 has a variation of the Yellow Devil. Mega Man 3 had a variation of the Yellow Devil. Mega Man X6 sort of did. 9 not, did, sort of.
And yeah, 9's was very different, but it was still, come on, it's him again. No! So you go to the second level, which is a lot like the first one. This is the Wily levels at this point, and his Gear Castle, as he calls it. It's not going to change very much as you're going through levels. The second enemy you get to, and you told me this the last time we recorded the show, was I'll talk about the enemy first. He's a giant sphere who you have to shoot to get him to open, and then you have to shoot the inside of him to actually damage him. I was using Pile Driver on him once to hit him, and then once to wreck him from the inside, hurt him and damage him. What you told me to do was use the bounce balls.
Mm-hmm.
And they annihilate him, especially with power, even on superhero mode.
So many balls, and they each hit him.
Yeah, like even on superhero mode.
There's no invulnerability damage after you hit him, so you just keep unloading.
Yeah, it annihilates him. I was like, holy shit at that point, because I'd never, after the fight with Yellow Devil and how much damage he did, like, I was just amazed by how easily the rubber balls destroyed him. So after that, you go to the boss rush mode, which we all know from, it wouldn't be Mega Man if you didn't get to fight all 8 robots again. One at a time, and you don't get any health pickups or anything this time.
No, you did get a health pickup between each fight.
Oh, I was playing on superhero mode. You're right. Yeah, that's another thing about superhero mode. There are no pickups.
Mm.
It's like, fuck me. The only thing. Well, I'm sorry. You do get the bolts. You still get those because you can spend money at the store still. But there are no health pickups, no energy pickups, none of that. So, boss rush mode, and then you go to Wily. He has 2 different stages. He's talking a lot, and he has, and I was looking at the voice clips, he has the most. He's mm-hmm. got a lot of voice clips because of both forms you fight him in. The first form, he's launching rockets at you.
He's in a drone made out of gears.
Yeah, with a skull face, because this is Wily, and he has to
brand a drone copter, to be precise.
Yeah. So that thing is shooting rockets at you, and at a certain point, it'll grow a platform, which will launch it up into the air, make it kind of harder to shoot. So There are two things you can do, and I just realized the one is you can shoot the gears and knock him back down. But the one that's way more fun is the rockets are coming at you with the speed gear jumping onto different rockets, give you higher and higher until you can shoot them. Which is what you were probably doing before. I mean, that's what I was doing before.
Oh, I did use the charged Blast Man's ability. I didn't even fuck with the rockets.
Acid Man's ability also does a lot of damage to him, but it's harder to hit him with that one.
And when I was in second form, that's supposedly the weapon you also use. Mm-hmm. But I used whatever I could at the moment. Gotcha. Anything that could hit him, I just used it.
That's a good idea. So after his second form, like the first form, I really liked that battle, like especially with the speed gear, being able to pause those rockets and jumping on them. Mm-hmm. But you have a time limit to the speed gear, so you do. There is skill to using it. You can't just use it all the time, which you can after you beat the game. But we'll get up to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. He goes into his second form, which is it's kind of different from the usual him and his little space shuttle thing. Mm-hmm. He's in the kind of a it's sort of like the second Wily robot. He's sort of in a machine like that, but it's a machine that uses both speed and power gear.
Mm-hmm.
And it does a lot of devastating attacks. Use Scramble Thunder against him to decimate him, though.
And I didn't know you could use that very well. Because, like, I think maybe, like, what he's weak to shifts slightly, but I think there is one weapon that consistently does take good damage on him. And that's the Acid Spitter.
Mm. Well, I just use Scramble Thunder. It's a little harder to hit him when he's using the, I guess it's speed gear when he's going vertical, you know, he's going to the bottom of the screen and coming out the top type thing. And he disappears and reappears, and he does that stupid, like I was just saying, with his speed gear, power gear, switching between them. He does a lot of damage, but, you know, you get so many power-ups, and you said the Acid Dropper works against him, and mm-hmm. and the I know the Scramble Thunder works against him, and I'm guessing the Mega Blast works against him, too. So he's got a lot more weaknesses than, like, than Wily's of past games, you know. Usually there's one weapon that'll hurt him, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it'd be like Mega Man 2, where, like, everything else just bounces off him.
Right.
That was awful.
So you beat him, and he begs for mercy, and blah, 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 and suddenly Mega Man starts talking again, because he's, no, I'm not falling for that, Wily, and, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, well, how come you've been so quiet this whole damn game, now you're talking again? Anyway, Light shows up and tries to convince Wily to come back to our side and stuff like that, and, you know, like, God damn it, dude.
Like, Wily basically pulls a Vegeta. He acknowledges Dr. Light's point, but he doesn't want to admit it out loud.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I was thinking, damn, it's a Vegeta right there. He's got his arms crossed and looking his head the other way, like all stubborn. So the Light shows up, tries to convince him, and that's not working, you know. God damn, I mean, come on, Light. This is the 11th time you've had Mega Man fight him.
Yeah, but it's also, like, probably only the fourth time they've actually talked since then.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of conversation there. they don't give Christmas cards, I'm betting. Or, you know what? I bet Light sends them a Christmas card and it comes back every year.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot deliver. No address, or, you know, returned by sender or whatever. So you beat that, and Light shows up to give that, and he's there to repair the robots you destroyed, and which is really cool. I like that they bring all the robots back. Well, you don't get to see them bring
back. Well, technically they did that in 9, but we didn't really know unless, like, I was like, maybe these scenes aren't really happening, but I guess they did.
I like that they did that, and I'm hoping that the DLC will let you play as some of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
Or
like a Proto Man or a base campaign.
I mean, that's
like their own Robot Masters.
Yes, that would be awesome. I mean, come on, base and Proto Man are probably given. We're gonna get those as DLC, I think, as long as the game sells to the adequate amount that they want. And I've heard mixed results on the sales. And in America, it's done well, but in other countries, not so much. That's what I've heard. Apparently, Europe, just now getting something that was ordered a while ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading again earlier.
Yeah, the special edition. The soundtrack, like, some people hate it, but, like, there's a couple things you need to understand. It's like, yeah, the game's soundtrack maybe not as instantly memorable as previous game soundtracks. Doesn't mean it's bad, but, like, it might just not be your thing.
Yeah, I like the soundtrack. I know I'm not in love with it. Like, I mean, there's no that you start a level and it's like, oh yeah, like that instant beat going on that you really like catches your ear. I don't get any of that from this game, but I still don't hate the soundtrack. I still enjoy it. Like, I like
people are calling it safe, but I don't really think it's safe. I think the game overall might be safe, but it kind of has to be. I mean, this is the second re-revival attempt.
I know.
And like they need the game to do well, so they'll do more. Because like if it fails here, we probably might not see another Mega Man game.
Yeah, not for but a long time.
I don't think we have to worry about that though.
Yeah, if sales go bad, we're not going to see another Mega Man game until the 35th anniversary, which will be 6 years from now by Capcom's calculations. I'll be like 2 years off the 35th anniversary. So we don't know about DLC right now, but there are challenge levels that you can go through and play, like speed runs through the stages and stuff. But after you beat the game, and if you want to go back and play through the stages again, there are two new gears that you get. One gives you full power gear, the other gives you full speed gear.
Which basically lets you use all your weapon energy without limit, and the other one basically removes the time limit on the gear, speed gear and power gears.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. It basically makes you Super Mega Man.
And you can use both of them at the same time. So it's like use Blast Man's power gear and just destroy everything.
Yeah. Or the bounce balls. I love that. Just flying all over the stage and not just bouncing off everything. So much fun.
Too bad you can't, like, refight the bosses with those. It's like, there is no New Game Plus option, is there? I think there was in 9.
But I just looked at time. We need to kind of wrap this up here. What?
Yeah. Yeah, we're basically done.
Yeah. So that's Mega Man 11. And I can see like them playing it safe. Like I said, this is probably the easiest Mega Man because of all the energy tanks they just give to you and the speed gear and power gear.
So you got
fun.
Energy tank, weapon, energy tanks, which fill every weapon, not just one weapon.
Yep.
But and then there's the mega tank.
Yes. Which turns enemies into one-ups.
It does, because I never used it there.
Oh, yeah. If you use it against regular enemies, it turns them into one-ups.
Mm.
So, that's cool. And so you get all the adapters. There's the one adapter I haven't unlocked yet, though.
See, there's the bolt catcher, then there's the weapon energy catcher, and then there's the life catcher.
It's the weapon energy catcher.
I forget what you have to do to get that one.
I was looking at what I have to do. Apparently I didn't.
Oh, wait, I know what you have to do. I think you need to get into a level, and then you have to deplete all your weapon energy.
Yeah. That's what it said. You have to use all of your weapon energy, and I don't usually do that. Like, once I'm down low, I just switch to another weapon. So that's probably why I never even unlocked that piece. So, what do you think of the game?
I really liked it, but I think I'm going to go back on what my score was last week, and I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
I'm going to change what my score was from last week, too, and actually give it the same score, 9 out of 10. Even though this is an easier game, because of things like the speed gear and power gear, they're fun. So who fucking cares if it's easier, because they're so much fun to play with.
Also, you can make a good Mega Man game when you aren't rushed them, Capcom. Mm-hmm. So, and Capcom can make a good Mega Man game without Keiji Inafune.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job. And
like, to be fair, Mega Man's X6 through 8 had him basically on as an advisor. He wasn't really overseeing most of the programming and development of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was just making sure they didn't screw up.
Yeah.
Like he made sure the project got done. He didn't really care how, like, what they were doing with it.
Right. All right. Well, I love Mega Man 11. It's a great game. I'm probably going to play a little bit more. But, well, I don't know if I have time tonight, but I got to go get dinner and stuff. It's late, and we need to wrap up.
All right. Let me get Frank.
All right. Super Fighting Robot.
But yeah, next week we're going to be doing all the animation adaptations, including Captain N, because why not?
Oh,
we did talk about that a little bit, but we can go more in depth with that.
I'll need to go back and watch an episode. Those are really hard to watch.
Ruby Spears, man.
At the time, I was just happy it was Mega Man. It's like, put Mega Man on TV. But yeah, it's like,
I never watched NT Warrior. I watched EXE, the fan subs of the EXE.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually watched the dub. I didn't care for the dub and what they were doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the voice casting was good. It was Ocean dub, but like, I didn't care for the localization decisions.
Mm.
But there we go. That was stupid. Twitter. Every time I do something on this client, it takes forever for it to process. I don't know why, but it
gotcha.
It does that. But so look forward to that, and that'll be the final episode. I'm also going to talk about some fan games I completely forgot to mention, like Rocko-chan. But hopefully he shows up soon.
Yeah, I got to go.
Yeah. But I just got an email that was weird. But let's see, what else can I think of Mega Man related to talk about? I guess we can talk about our favorite, like, things about the series as well. So we're probably not going to dwell too much on the animation, because we could have done a review of Fully Charged, because we thought that the show might have been canceled, but that's not the case anymore. So that's something that we can't talk about, but I guess we could replace that with like our favorite memories. Okay, Frank's here. We're ready to go, Frank. Just play us out with like the end credits song.